So I'm very happy to sit here with Musicarama on the island of Lesbos, and good to have you. And what is actually Musicarama? And maybe you can introduce yourself and the group.
Okay. Hello, thank you for giving us the opportunity to explain what Musicarama is. Basically, it's an idea and a project now, and more than that, a family of people willing to give music and access to fun and a little bit of relief to people living like here in Moria in the camp, or mostly in Athens, in not only refugee camps, but also stuck in the city. And we, Karama actually means dignity in Arabic, and that's what we want to do, actually bring some dignity for these thousands of people that are suffering in this situation.
So how did you actually find the group, or how did you have the idea? What were you thinking? Or
actually, it was like about 3 years ago, my best friend came to Moria, actually, and she was helping, and it was the peak of the crisis, let's call it refugee crisis. And I thought that I've always loved music, even if I'm the only one who is not playing music in the group. But yeah, I had the idea of giving. I just bought a van, I collected some instruments, and I moved to Athens to start, I don't know, meeting people, and this is how we started from scratch. And yeah, now we even have a place in Athens where we are building a music school, and we are rehearsing with our band. So, and then we are doing activities like this one in Lesbos, in Moria and Mytilini, trying to bring music to people.
So actually, yeah, you said the event here in Moria. So what, maybe you can explain a little bit what happened actually yesterday and today.
Yes, yesterday we visited the camp of Moria, and we got to know people there and play music together and share this good feeling and the energy we have with them. And actually it was a very nice experience because they really wanted to join, and at the end we ended up like, I don't know, so many people like dancing and singing, jumping, so many kids. It was so good vibes there. And actually, because I had my doubts at the beginning, like what are we going to do? It was a little awkward at the beginning, but then it was amazing. Of course, people, they are in a very bad situation, and if you can offer them like a moment of happiness, of course, who wouldn't accept this? And today there is also here an event taking place, like with bands and artists from several places of the world all together. And actually many people from Moria who met us yesterday, they came today for this, and we're having fun all together, just partying all together.
And this is actually what we did yesterday, and today is the perfect example of what we want to do in Musicarama. We were yesterday, for example, in the camp, a group of people, as Stella said, from many different backgrounds and nationalities and everything. And we were playing music all together, not only us, but then, as she said, jumping and shouting and singing and dancing, with bringing many people from the camp together that normally, not always, they are getting along well, but this proves that music can bring people together, and this is the message that also we want to send, that we can all be happy even in these conditions. We can find some moments of fun and being together, everyone, and forgetting in a way a little bit the situation. So we are really happy of what we are doing here in Lesbos.
So do you think music is like a language, or like to communicate between the different people from the different countries, or what would be your perception?
Music is for sure a language, yes, and everyone can speak this language. I mean, you don't have to be taught the language. Yes, it's art in general, in my opinion, but music is the strongest tool to do this.
I totally agree, of course, and I think it's a really powerful tool, apart from a language, but a really powerful tool for many things. Like, as I said, bringing people together, making people recover in a way from trauma as well, learn. I think it gives hope as well to so many people. And yeah, that's actually, I think this, and also it's beautiful. I mean, everyone, I hope, loves music, more or less, but, and I do, and I don't, as I said, I don't play any instrument, but I speak the language I think of music, and that's opening doors and building bridges in Athens, in the whole world, actually. Everyone loves it.
Actually, I want to say something now. You don't need to, but if you can listen to the guy, he's singing right now. Yesterday we met him at Moria Camp. He's guitarist and singer. He's very good, from Afghanistan. And I asked him to play for me like one of my favorite Farsi songs. And he did. And he was supposed to play today two songs at this event. And right now he's playing the song for me. He told me I will. And it's so touching. Yes, I'm here, but I can listen to him. Yes, he did it. I mean, he's playing it for me.
Yeah, that's really nice. I think I also saw while you were playing, and I was standing on the back of the building and looking at the audience, and you could see some women in the back. They were kind of crying, or, you know, like, and really, but really I had the feeling from, yeah, they can somehow connect to it in a certain sense. So that was really nice. It was nice to actually watch. So that was good. And like in Musikarama, like how many people are you actually? I mean, maybe here you were how many? Eight or six?
I think we were nine, ten.
Nine, ten.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a big group. Do you always play in the same formation, or are there many more people, or how do I have to imagine how you organize this?
It's definitely not easy to organize the project itself, also because we are all volunteers and we are an independent group of people, so the resources are limited as well, very limited, and the situation, the context is quite hard, but yeah, we are, as I said, a big family. And for example, we are playing sometimes with some friends. Like today we had two people, two amazing musicians that normally, well, that is the first time that actually they are playing with us. And this is also the attractive thing, that this is a live music band and a live project. But the music band, we've had many amazing musicians that at some point, for example, two of them, they fled to Germany. So that's what I mean, that is really hard to do it in this. And also the idea of bringing different cultures and people from completely different backgrounds is amazing, but it's not easy. So yeah, we are having many people, like a core team, let's say, but also many people passing by and leaving something and getting something from the project or from the idea, which is beautiful.
I can imagine. So how do you decide on a new song if you want to try something out, and do you think it's we do it in Farsi or in Arabic, or who decides?
Oh, we decide all together, and someone suggests something, and we say, okay, let's try it. And then we do it. I mean, language is not an issue for us. You saw today I sang in Arabic, or we sing in different languages. And actually, this is one of my best things because, you know, at the beginning in Muskarama, I thought, okay, I would go there and share music. But through this sharing, actually, we share a lot. More things. I mean, yes, I never sang in Arabic. I never sang, but not only this. We share like habits. I don't know, food. Many hugs, and we are really. He said we are family, and it's exactly like this. We are the perfect example, like how people they can be together.
Sounds great. So if people want to listen to your music, can they do that on the internet, or is there a possibility if you cannot be at a concert or something? Or do you have a record? Or
Yes, well, mostly to follow what we do and also listen to our music, people should check Facebook, facebook.com/Musicarama with K. That's the most updated social media. We also have Instagram, but we are working on it. We are creating a YouTube channel as well. Probably we will post some of the songs that we did today. We also have the website, musicarama.org. So yeah, as I said, we are doing our best, but sometimes there's no time, no energy, but we are working on it, and but yeah, they can follow us mostly in Facebook, as I said.
Musicarama is like a way to also connect with other people with the same mentality and to do things together. And this is also amazing what this offers to us and to our friends from other places. I mean, we are like a big community, even Athens, Lesbos, here, there. And we meet all the time people who think like this. And we are growing, like, you know. Yes, and it's very comforting, actually, to meet other people who want to fight all the situation.
Yeah, I also want to say that yeah, we are a big community in Athens, here in Lesbos, in Hamburg, and I would like to also to say that we shouldn't lose faith and we should keep being optimistic, because there's a lot of people with amazing ideas and projects and doing their best, like we are trying to do as well, to find solutions and to support each other. And this is what makes us continue doing this, because it's really tiring for many people and doing this and it's not easy. But yeah, when you see so many people like you guys with this radio and everyone trying to do something. Yeah, I don't know. Even being here in Moria and seeing the situation that is, I don't know if I can say it, but I will, is fucked up. But then you get to see things like these activities by Welcome to Europe and Musicarama being involved and everyone. And yeah, I don't know, I feel like I've charged my batteries somehow. Like, I don't want to lose faith, and I'm happy that there's a lot of people there, like, willing to fight and support each other.
Refugees welcome, and solidarity will win.